Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Talk Business with Howard, where CEOs, presidents, and business owners go for practical advice and creative solutions to help business flow. And now, here's your host, the voice of business advice, Howard Lewinter.
Hello, and welcome to Talk Business with Howard. I am Howard Lewinter, and I am always ready to talk business. Are you? In many parts of the country, on the cable networks, you have retro cable stations that will play programs from the past. There are many programs they're playing. Maybe it's Wyatt Earp. Maybe it's Death Valley Days. Maybe it's Zane Grey Theater. Or they're also playing WKRP in Cincinnati, which was a big hit for its day. And WKRP is an interesting ensemble of people that work at a radio station, and you've got Howard Hessman as Dr. Johnny Fever. You've got Andy Travis, who is the program director. You've got Les Nessman, the award-winning newsman. And, of course, who can forget that the Herb Tarlick, the sales manager. Herb's quite a character. And then you've got the big guy. Oh, wait. I forgot Lonnie Anderson, because she's the one who is really puts everything together, and she's absolutely fantastic in the role. And you've got the big guy. Who's the big guy? Well, the big guy is the guy who runs the station. And he actually, it's his mother's station, and he runs it, Mr. Carlson. And what does Mr. Carlson do all day? Mr. Carlson hides in his office all day. He plays with train sets. He plays with his fishing gear. He does everything he can to absolutely not talk to anybody. He's always telling Jennifer, the receptionist, I'm not in today. And Jennifer is always protecting him and keeping people from him because he just would be afraid to make a decision. He doesn't make any decision whatsoever about his radio station. He's terrified of everything. He's terrified of making the wrong move because if he does, his mother will yell at him, even though he's a grown man, oh, maybe 50 years old. So this is not unusual in business. You know, there are business people who do the same thing. They hide in their office all day. They're afraid to make decisions. Success is not hiding under your desk. If you're the big guy, if you're the CEO, president, or business owner, you must face it. You know, we all have fears. We all have things we don't like. We all have things that make us uncomfortable. There are things that we don't want to do or don't want to take on. But if you are the person in charge and you are not making the decision, you have made a decision. And that decision may not be something, the results of it may be something that you don't like. So face every single problem and face those problems quickly. Don't let them get out of hand. If you have a problem with a coworker, an employee, deal with it. If you have a sales problem with a salesperson not presenting your company well, deal with it. If you have a problem on the manufacturing floor, deal with it. If you have a problem with a vendor, deal with it. If you have to go and face your bank, deal with it. It doesn't really matter what it is. If you don't deal with it, it somewhat grows and grows and grows, and the problem gets worse and worse and worse. And successful business people may be afraid to deal with a problem, but they put on the act. They are actors. They go and they act like nothing's absolutely wrong. They take care of the problem like they were reading the newspaper. Well, today I have a problem with sales, and we're just going to take care of it. They do it very smoothly. They do it without fear, and they become successful because people know if there is a problem, they can count on their CEO, president, or business owner to deal with it. If they are a customer of the company, they know they can depend upon the CEO, president, or business owner because the vendor or the customer calls them up and he goes, I'll take care of that, and they believe it. If there's an employee problem or disruption in the business, other employees know that they can depend upon the CEO, president, or business owner to take care of it. So we need to make sure that we are not hiding under our desk. We are facing all issues that have to be faced. We're going after them head on, solving them, and then moving on to the next one. And that's what success is. Remember, you are in business because someone has a problem. They want you to solve that problem, and they're willing to pay you to solve that problem. That's why they buy from you. That's why they do business with you. so that you can help them make money. So let's be the problem solver. Let's be fearless, even though we may not like to do it. Let's take care of business, and we will be, as a company, not only have a harmonious atmosphere, but we'll make more money, everyone will be happier, and you will be happier too. Because it might take moments to solve the problem, but if you carry it around inside of yourself, you could do that forever and cause a great deal of stress for yourself. Stress comes from not having the correct information or not solving the right problems or solving problems. This is Howard LeWinter, and of course, I always look forward to talking business with you.
Connect with Howard anytime at talkbusinesswithhoward.com. You can also continue the conversation with Howard on Facebook, Twitter, and LinkedIn. Thank you for listening to Talk Business with Howard.